Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Are you okay?
Everything's gonna be okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pretty f***ing far from okay.
Are you okay with this? On the Hammer and Nigel.
Oh yeah!
My name is Nigel, that's Jason Hammer right over there. During last week's Jimmy Buffett tribute concert at the Hollywood Bowl, actor Harrison Ford told the crowd how Jimmy inspired him to make a major change in his look. Check this out.
Jimmy Buffett was a cool guy. I remember one day, some might say boozy lunch, with Jimmy and Ed Bradley. Bradley's birthday. I saw both of them had earrings. So right after lunch, I got my ear pierced. That's just how infectious Jimmy's coolness.
He was 55 when that happened, when he decided to go with the earring. Harrison Ford being inspired by Jimmy Buffett to get an earring. Are you okay with this, Hammer?
No, because I think there's a cutoff for being a dude and doing things like that. And 55 is well past the cutoff. Like, I had to tell Rob Kendall this. I almost had to have an intervention with our midday host, Rob Kendall. You're too old to wear your hat backwards anymore. You're somebody's dad now. You're married. You've had hair transplant surgery. You're too old to be wearing your hat backwards. There's a cutoff. Just like going to Broad Ripple. Listen, I hope all the Broad Ripple folks, bar owners, make as much money as they can.
Yeah.
But there's a cutoff age, right? Like, old dudes like us, Nigel, don't belong in Broad Ripple anymore. It's a young man's game.
Why was Harrison Ford talking like that?
I don't know. Is that cool or is that creepy? Like, is
it's
that
not cool?
Okay,
but he is old. I mean, he's in his 70s, isn't he? Maybe 80.
And listen, Harrison Ford, you know, when he was Han Solo, pretty cool. Harrison Ford is Indiana Jones. All right, pretty cool.
Yeah.
But up there on the stage, sounding like death, wearing an earring, trying to justify it, not cool.
Well, a couple accidentally got divorced. It was an accident after the lawyer clicked the wrong button using an online portal. Are you okay with this?
No, not okay with this at all. So imagine you finally, you know, got it. You made the commitment. You found the love of your life. You bought a ring. You had the ceremony. The paperwork is almost final. And the guy hits the wrong button and makes you divorced. So I guess the question I have is, if they were divorced, does he get a hall pass? Does he get to go out and do God knows what? Does she get a hall pass? Does she get to go out and do God knows what? And all is forgiven?
What kind of computer software are they using where it's, you know, did the button say divorce? And he just accidentally clicked that button?
Yes, no. They're side by side and he fat fingered it. You're right. I don't know what the divorce marriage software looks like. I really did not know that this was a thing, but apparently it is, and you can fat finger that bad boy like a mother.
Yeah, and no to the hall pass question. I don't think that accounts. All right.
Come on, honey. We were divorced.
Country music singer Sam Hunt talks about one of his quote-unquote controversial rules in his relationship, that he never sleeps on the couch. Here he is explaining what that's all about.
One beautiful thing about Hannah is that she forgives quickly, and I also have a rule that I'm not sleeping on the couch. So she's going to have to shoot me before I don't sleep in my own bed.
Jeez, are you okay with Sam Hunt's philosophy there in that marriage?
No, I don't think I am. sometimes, Sam, you make mistakes. Like when you got popped for that Dewey.
Oops.
And I know you may have this policy of I don't sleep on the couch, but I think if Mrs. Hunt really wanted to lay her foot down that night, no, you're sleeping your drunk ass out on the couch, and I don't care what you think.
Have you ever been sent to the couch before?
I've passed out on the couch. I've never been sent to the couch.
Yeah, I think if there has been an argument in the relationship between me and my wife, she'll usually just, she has gone to like sleep with one of the kids, like in their beds. She won't sleep in the room. And I'll wake up in the middle of the night and be like, oh boy, I'm going to get it tomorrow. She slept in the other room after the argument.
And how would her response be if you went and pulled a Sam Hunt and said, we've got a policy where you're not allowed to leave?
No, you stay right here. You sleep, you fall asleep angry right next to me, okay?
You grind your teeth, you swear in your sleep, but that's the way we do things in this house.
Pamela Anderson has joined the cast of the Naked Gun remake.
Awesome.
Are you okay with this?
Yes. Listen, I'm actually excited for the Naked Gun remake. Do I think it's going to be better than the original? I don't. But I bet I get some enjoyment out of it. Now, for those who don't remember what the Naked Gun was, this was the film where Leslie Nielsen played like the bumbling police chief. It was based off the old TV series Police Squad, yep. And they made a series of movies where Leslie Nielsen's character, Frank Drebin, was this bumbling police chief, and he had to...
He was a lieutenant.
Yeah, yep. Solve all these problems. O.J. Simpson was in the Naked Gun movies. And the new casting, Liam Neeson, is going to be taking the role of Frank Drebin. And this is why I'm somewhat excited for it, because he's best known for being like a hard ass, I will find you and I will kill you. But he's got a really good sense of humor. He does a lot of stuff with Seth MacFarlane. Like, he appeared in the Ted movie. He was this psycho that wanted to make sure tricks just weren't for kids.
And Seth MacFarlane, by the way, one of the producers on the Naked Gun remake. Now, none of the original writers or directors are involved with it.
No.
Seth MacFarlane's involved with this thing.
Pamela Anderson, from what I understand, is taking on the love interest role. That was played by Priscilla Presley back in the day in the old movies. They still hold up. I'll watch The Naked Gun now if it pops up on HBO or something, and I'll still laugh.
And Nordberg.
Right.
Of course.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, our guest coming up here in a few minutes, Tony Kennett, has been blocked by Nordberg, blocked by O.J. Simpson on Twitter.
What? We got to ask him about that.
Oh, we totally will. We're going to talk to him about that. But since we're talking about the Naked Gun and the remake, this is my favorite part of the Naked Gun, the baseball movie scene with all of the announcers and the car and the tiger and Reggie Jackson, and here to perform the national anthem, Enrico Palazzo. Because the bit was this, you know, iconic opera singer, Enrico Palazzo, was supposed to sing the anthem, but Frank Drebin stole his outfit, you know, to stake out the baseball game.
Right.
And then after he saves the day, after he defeats Reggie Jackson and saves the day, he takes off the mask, and this was the crowd reaction.
That's not the umpire, Your Honor.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Makes me want to go home and watch it right now.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So, yes, I am okay with a remake of The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson.
All right.